using the same microphone for this recording because we're home for Thanksgiving. So, which is going to make a really interesting editing experience for me, mostly. We're not all sitting on a bed, uncomfortably close to one another while my cats fight underneath the bed. That would be ridiculous and unprofessional.
Yeah, the cats already fought.
Well, today is Kylie's first story. I'm really excited.
Me too.
We're passing the microphone like this is the Today Show.
Oh, and the royal.
I
didn't like that.
That's what I do normally. You just don't get to see it.
This is not an ASMR podcast.
Oh my god. So I have a book, right?
No, you don't.
And I do. And my grandma was like peddling them at Thanksgiving this year. And I may or I may not have put our business cards within the books.
Oh no.
And then I was like, this is a good idea. And then I completely regretted it when my like 90-year-old uncle found it. And he was like, watch this. And I was like, oh, I accidentally put that in there. And I stole it from him and I threw it in the trash. Because I got embarrassed because I decided that maybe I don't want my family listening to this ungodly satanic podcast.
Yeah, I haven't told any of my family about this. So if you found it, sorry.
Not even your mom?
No.
What do your parents know?
They know I'm doing it. They don't really understand why or what it is. And I don't really... I don't think they think it's going anywhere. I think they would just sit in a basement and talk into a microphone for an hour.
That's a little bit like what we're doing right now. Yeah. Except way more fun because we got cats and we got lizards.
And we got me. Home from college.
You said lizards, plural. Is there another lizard?
No, I just really wish Pearl wanted to join us. My blue tongue skink decided that she's going to be moody today, and she really doesn't want to join us for recording, which is extremely upsetting, because I was hoping to get some ASMR of her walking across the floor. It sounds like this. So there's a little reenactment.
Miranda, what happened to your skink 2 days ago?
Kylie, I don't think I told you about that. No. I haven't told you about this. So I was letting her... So she's a rescue. And she has a lot of trust issues and fear issues and things like that. So we're working on it. So I've been letting her free roam every single day. And I was like, and normally it's totally fine and it's good. But I was letting her free roam and I was doing some stuff on my computer and I just completely like forget to pay attention to her. She goes into the storage room of my basement and she is in there for not one, but 2 hours while I chase her. And text Riley panicking. And at the time, I was, like, freaking out. Like, thought I was going to die. I thought she was going to die. I was like, somebody's going to fall on her. She's going to die. Whatever. And then, but now it's afterwards. And now that I know she's okay, I get to laugh about it. This bitch. Every time, I would pretend to turn my back. And I would watch her go in between the things. Like, she would, like, wait until I wasn't looking. And then she would go and I have this video of her slinking across the floor the minute that I pretended to turn my back. She's too smart for her own good, but I ended up cornering her and just forced her to go inside of a cat carrier. Well, I just don't want her to lose her tail. That's really it. But yes,
just lizard things.
How's your dog?
Riley, did you miss your doggy when you were away?
I missed her more than I missed any of you.
And how's she doing?
She good girl. Her name is Karma. My dad named her that. And yesterday for Thanksgiving, we had a lot of people at our house. So my parents made her take her anxiety medication, which makes her very high. And so she was really feeling it, you know?
Riley can't hear me. I'm whispering to you, Kylie. Karma looks fat as fuck. She looks like a big old sausage roll.
No,
but
she
Riley
doesn't
believe me, and Riley won't do anything about it.
You have to edit this out, but do you want to hear a really funny story about my dog?
Yes.
We had to put her in my room for Thanksgiving.
You're gonna say we had to put her down?
No!
I was like, this is a really funny story.
We had to put her in my room for Thanksgiving because, you know, she's vicious, and my cat's food and water bowl was in there, and both cats were hiding under the bed, and I opened the door to check on all of them, and I walk past my cat's water bowl, not really suspecting anything, but going to check to see, you know, like, if his food is full, if his water is full. And floating inside the water bowl, Champ has taken a dump.
No! 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 Your dog is satanic.
And I had to dump it in the toilet.
One time, Kylie's dog bit me on the face.
Her dog has bit me on the butt 4 times that I can remember. And she holds on while I walk, and she's just on my ass.
She's not a good dog, and I thought every dog was a good dog.
I've never met a dog I didn't like until Champ. Anyway.
So when's the last time you washed this nightgown?
Oh, actually, yesterday. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes, I do wear this nightgown all the time. It's my business suit. I actually call it that, because whenever I put it on, you know I'm about to do some business. Because I don't sleep in it. I just do business.
What do you sleep in?
Nike shorts and a t-shirt. This is my business outfit.
I think it's a depression rack.
She's not wrong. Riley walked into my room today and I don't have sheets on my bed. And she said, how long has it been like this? And I said, at least 3 weeks. Because I have depression. Thanks.
My depression.
This is a weirdly expensive depression rag, then.
How much was it, you ding dong?
$25 from Walmart, and Sophie has a matching one.
Okay, so my roommate Liza, if you're listening,
Liza,
I love
please.
You. I love you.
Liza, please give me a sticker.
The tea is that Liza also is a nightgown girl. And now I want to be a nightgown girl even more.
It's so good.
It feels like it'd be freeing, you know?
You really should jump on it. I love wearing nightgowns. I have a summer one and then this one. The summer one, though, I feel like it. I don't like it. Because
is it like silky?
No. It looks
it's like a tanky.
It's just shorter. Mm. So like it makes me feel like any minute I'm going to be exposed. And also it doesn't have sleeves.
Your arms are popping.
Yeah.
No, and not got nightgown on in this one.
Oh, well,
you have no arms in this nightgown.
I know. I love this nightgown. This is what I make all my TikToks in. My business a suit. Last episode, we said we were going to shout out our second follower on Twitter. Do we know who that is?
I actually do.
Okay, who is it?
It is the president of my fraternity, Lily Hofer. Hello, Lily. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Lily.
Lily is the president of one of the chapters of Sigma Alpha Iota, professional music fraternity for women. And one might say that it's lit.
I can hear Big B snoring from underneath the bed.
I can
He's
also hear him
He's
snoring.
On my coat.
He's not even asleep. He's just breathing.
Him,
my cat. We need to maybe on the Twitter. I will post some photos of our animals since we are going to be talking about them. And Kylie, I request that I want your. But I want the picture of Chant to make it look like she's vicious because she is.
She's not vicious.
Oh, she is.
She's an angel.
Oh, okay, an angel That's who bites. Oh my God, you know Evie? That I don't. Kylie, I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I literally saw you 2 days ago.
But I feel like it's been forever. I rescued a dog. I found a stray dog. Her name's Evie, and she's at the shelter now. And I looked at her note today because her stray hold finally ended. And it said that she's very shy and will only come out for spray cheese. So I raised her right, and I'm glad. I didn't even know we had spray cheese.
Can I care team? They've got it all.
I guess. But I really, it is already late.
It's been 10 minutes, and we have not even started.
Kylie, did you listen to Till Death Do Us Blart? She doesn't know what that is, does she?
Till Death Do Us Blart is my favorite podcast.
You ever listened to it? It's an annual. It only happens once
May
a
I
year.
May I explain?
Oh, please.
Till Death. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the McElroy family
everybody,
of products.
Everybody.
I'm sure you are. If you listen to a podcast, you should be.
Shush, shush.
If you listen to a podcast, you should be familiar with the McElroy family of products. The McElroy brothers team up with the guys from New Zealand to do The Worst Idea of All Time, the podcast.
And I don't know who they are, but, you know, it's okay.
Every American Thanksgiving, they are required to watch Till Death Do Us Blart. They're required to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 every year until they die. And once they die, they have to pass it on to their next of kin.
Yes.
And it is...
It is amazing.
It's the best podcast I've ever listened to.
There's 5 episodes so far, so they've been doing this for 5 years now. And not Paul Blart Mall Cop 1... Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. None of them have seen one except Travis.
Well, Travis just watched it.
Yes. But I listened to it already today, and there's part of it like in the beginning where they're like, yeah, you know, I was feeling it for these past 4 years, but this year, I'm really not feeling it, y'all. And Griffin's like, yeah, no, I really didn't want to do this.
They have to do this until they
Until they die.
Like, imagine you're like in hospice and you're like, it's Thanksgiving, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, yes, it is Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And you're like, no.
It is Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like that. What about when Kevin Hart, wait, that's not who it is. Kevin James. That's not who it is.
Kevin James.
So what about when he dies? That'll be a sad day. Respect. That'll be a national tragedy.
Okay, it's been 12 minutes now.
Okay.
Are we going to start the pod?
Fine. Kylie's going to be telling her first story today, and then maybe since I'm feeling it today, maybe we will do a second story. We'll see. I'm feeling it with all of us sitting on this bed right now. Our knees touching. Don't touch Riley, no. That was not an invitation for you to stroke my knee. Okay, Kylie. Are you ready?
Okay, so I don't know. Okay, so this is my first story, and I didn't know how much information I would get because it's such a big topic. But to start, this is a topic that Miranda has been bugging me to do. It is mermaids.
Oh, that'd be good. There should be lots of info on that.
There's so much, but it is all, like, the stuff that you find is all speculation. It's almost like rumors or gossip because there's so much in every different branch. But starting out, so, like, the first idea of mermaids is traced back to, like, old Mesopotamian artwork.
Mesopotamia.
From old Babylonian periods. So, like, it started off as mostly mermen and then, like, a few mermaids. Which, if you look at a lot of folklore now, and we'll get into this more, but, like, mermen are supposed to be, like, a lot more primitive and, like they're uglier and less intelligent and, like, not at all attracted to humans or interested in humans.
I was about to say, I did a merman.
But wait, so it's not, like, the 13th year?
No. They're, like, the way they're written about, and I think I kind of want to do it more. I really think that mermaids have to do with, like, a deeply sexist, like, foundation. Yeah. And I think it's, like, a deeply, like, sexist.
That's literally everything.
Type of folklore. Yes.
Does it have anything to do with the sirens? Like an Oedipus? We're getting there.
Oedipus. Like an Oedipus?
Wait. Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah, because an Oedipus.
Rex?
Well.
Who was no, to sleep with his mom?
Well, no, Oedipus when he was in the Iliad.
Odysseus.
Shoot. When he made his guys put the wax in their ears, yes, and then he tied himself to the mast so that he could hear it. I can't remember Greek.
Not Oedipus. But we will talk about the Greek tradition. Okay, so the original word for mermaids was like kulidu, and it just means fish woman.
I thought you were going to say coochie coochie. The original name for a mermaid was a coochie loochie.
Thank you.
Coochie loochies.
And so they were initially seen as, like, protective forces that just kind of meant, like, good signs. And this goes back and forth in all mermaid folklore, which is why it gets kind of frustrating when you're trying to do research, is, like, some of the world traditions see mermaids as good signs. Others see them as bad signs. Some see them as only sirens. But, like, there's a distinction between sirens and mermaids, obviously, but it gets kind of really morphed, but a lot of, like, ancient stuff on mermaids can be found through, like, small sculpture works or small figurines that people held. And so the first legend comes from, I believe, ancient Astoria.
When you say legend, how do you know they weren't real, though? Like, how do you know people weren't seeing them?
Well, we'll get into sightings later.
Okay.
But, like, the first basis of it, like, this legend has to do with trying to explain their existence in the first place. So whether they exist or not, this was something that was constructed to explain the existence of mermaids. But the goddess Atar Goddess, I think is her name, Atar Goddess, I'm not sure. She killed a human she was in love with, and she was so, like, ashamed and heartbroken that she killed this human. She did it on accident. She jumped into a lake and tried to turn herself into a fish, but the lake could not conceal her divine beauty, so she turned into, like, a half human, half fish. So, like, a tail from the legs down, but, like, her face is still a beautiful human. And she is associated with floods, storms, shipwrecks, and drownings. And so, like, in this tradition, mermaids are seen more as bad omens. But sometimes they are portrayed as kind. They might fall in love with humans and give favors. The word the article used was,
I don't like
boons,
that.
But
boobs?
Boons.
Oh.
Wait, like Ariel, when she falls in love with Eric.
Like, yeah, sort of like that.
What do you mean favors?
Like, I don't like that word.
Like, if they needed safe passage through
abortion. Or money.
This is chaotic.
Okay, go.
Okay. Yeah, the merman in typical folklore don't really appear a lot. There's fewer sightings. Can you stop farting? Oh my god, I'm trying to do my story.
And you'll never know which one of us it was.
It was Miranda.
No, we know it was who Miranda. It was.
No. I'm gonna cut that out. I got editing power.
So typically, you know, you don't really hear a lot or see a lot about mermen. I am sorry to say that to you, Riley. I know this is devastating blow.
Wait, okay, but like y'all saw the 13th year though, right?
No.
Yes.
Did you not see that original movie?
I don't think I've seen it.
With the hot boy who, well, he was 13.
Okay, wait a minute.
When I was a child, I was like, oh, Zam. Who dat? Anyway, so on his 13th birthday, he goes swimming and what? He has a tail? And it's because like he's part of a mermaid family, and when they turn 13, they become mermaids.
No, it's because his mom,
his mom
was a mermaid, and she didn't.
His dad was not a mermaid.
Oh,
she like put him up on his put family him found adoption. Him, like literally just dropped him on the beach and was like, "Yo."
Or is it more like H2O?
Clear.
See, all I know about mermaids is I follow a bunch of those, like, real-life mermaids from, like, aquariums and stuff. Oh, and one night I fell into a hole, and I started learning about all the different kinds of tails. And you can have a silicone tail or a cloth tail. I want a mermaid tail. I don't know why, though, because I don't like swimming, but I just want one.
If I got you that for Christmas.
It's so expensive. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got money.
No. Well, yes, but no, don't.
So if I got you a mermaid tail,
hypothetically,
would you jump into my pool?
Well, yeah,
with the mermaid tail.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get you.
I wouldn't be swimming any other way if I did have one. However, I don't swim very often, so it'd be like the once a year that I do swim, I will be really stunting on them.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be in the lake with
you'd
my.
You have to like relearn though,
because we don't have oceans here. All we have is dirty, dirty lakes. So I'm gonna jump in the lake and get fish poopy in my expensive mermaid tail.
We got pools. You could go to Name Redacted Community Center.
I don't know how they would. I don't know if they'd like.
And some laps.
I don't know if they would like that.
Well, are there any specific rules where, like, posted it says no lifelike mermaid tails?
I mean, no. I guess they said no diving.
She'll provoke the rules. She'll show up and they'll post it.
I'm gonna go make sure Pearl might wanna come say hi. Let me go check.
We are going to be having a slight recess for Miranda to check on her lizard. So in the interim, I would like to say that sometimes I think I would die for Miranda Peach, but all of the time I know I would die for Kylie.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank our sponsor today, and we'll do that right now. Okay, now Miranda, hey, it's editing time. You're going to leave a little space there and a music fade for us to talk about our sponsor, but I have to put it in so that they register it so that we get our money. Thank you. And we're back.
Oh, poopy pants! Oh, no! My Nana won't like that very much.
Okay, so Miranda did have a black pin sitting on the comforter of the bed we're all sitting in right now. And it has left a huge black mark right on the bed.
This is where my Nana sleeps, and she's already going to be mad because she has to sleep with my lizard down here. And now she notices. She doesn't listen to this podcast, though, so I can definitely blame it on Kenzie and or the cat.
Okay, what would happen? Like Steve transfers some of his dye onto the bed?
I can just see he had a little diarrhea.
I'm sorry, but that would not cause a black blob.
Do you have any stain remover in your house?
Literally, no, I don't.
Miranda doesn't know what stain remover is.
I don't know how to remove stains. I just leave them.
Do you spray and wash?
I don't.
Do you have Zouts?
I don't.
Shout.
This is what I do when I have a stain on my shirt. I put it in the sink and I vigorously scrub it and just hope. I just pray. And
do you have like Tide to go pens?
I don't know.
Right. I'm gonna buy you a bulk Tide pens for Christmas.
That's bad.
I think it's just in there now. So I guess we just move on. We live our life and we hope that I don't get.
I have to teach Miranda how to adult.
Murtered.
Oh, there we go.
Murter.
Your mom.
Okay. Continuing. So, mermaids of today's ideology are most likely a mix of Greek sirens and, like, the Assyrian tradition.
May I call you mix?
You better stop.
Riley, I need you to tell that story right now because Kylie just said the word mix and it just came to my mind.
Okay, we are getting so off topic this episode. Sorry. I am so sorry, but
we're all together.
At my university, my advisor for the student organization is listening. Oopsies. Well, Cody, here's what happened. At the big concert that we have every spring at my university, I was in charge of helping to hand out glow sticks. And so I'm handing them out, and this boy, not attractive, 5'0", huge gauges, not my type. And he comes up to me and he says, "Can I have a glow stick?" And I say, "Yes." And he says, "Can you put it on my wrist for me?" And I was like, "Ew, but okay." And while, like, I'm stuck there, like, trying to, like, finagle this onto this boy's wrist.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. This is the second time I've heard the word finagle tonight, and I have never heard it ever before used in my life, so I just wanted to point that out.
Sorry, did I use it both times?
No, Kurt, from my work, also used it when he was trying to shove something into the fridge, and I was like, that's a funny word, and then you just said it.
Well, it's a word, and I'm trying to put this on this boy's wrist, and he looks at me and he goes, "Your curls are beautiful." And I said, "Thanks." Like, kind of weird, but whatever. I'll take a compliment. You know, beggars can't be choosers. And then he looks at me dead in the eyes and he goes, "Can I call you Mixed?"
No, may I call you Mixed?
May I call you? No, I think it was Can I.
May I call you Mixed?
Oh, no, it was May. It was May I call you Mixed, which is wrong on so many levels because number one, I'm extremely white. Number two, he didn't ask, like, "Are you Mixed?" And also, that's a weird question to ask a stranger, but he didn't ask, "Are you Mixed?" He just said, "May I call you Mixed?" As if, like, it was like a cool nickname. Like I was like, "Oh, hey, like my name's Elizabeth." And he was like, "Oh, may I call you Ellie or something?" No, it's may I call you Mixed?
I just imagine him being like, you know, "May I call you Mixed? May I call you Mixed, Riley?"
And then I said, "Well, I'm very white, so you may not." And he went, "Oh, sorry." And I said, "Yeah." And then I walked away and I gave a bunch of glow sticks to the star of the basketball team.
Didn't
so
he say you look like ethnic or something terrible?
No, I don't. Well, I don't think so. I think I just, he may have after I skiddly deed it out there and handed 20 or like, not 20, like 10 glow sticks to the star of the basketball team. So that turned my night around.
I go to bed. Y'all need it.
Brenda, you're the one that made me tell this story.
You're right. I'm just happy to be with my friends. Okay, go.
Okay, continuing. Okay, you two knock it off. So, Greek sirens are originally like half bird, half human. They're not like mermaids.
So, like, airplanes.
Kind of like harpies in Greek tradition.
Good songs, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do birds do, Riley?
No way. I never even thought of that. Fish don't sing.
You don't know.
Well,
whales sing. They're not fish, though.
They're whales.
Whale sharks.
Mammals.
Whale sharks are not whales or sharks. They're the biggest fish in the world, and they sing. We have a whale in the studio. There's a whale. Did you hear that? I heard it.
Did you just call this bedroom a studio?
Did you just call me a whale? That's like what I heard all of grade school. I don't need to hear now.
Moving on. So, initially, like, this idea of the sirens were, like, these weird half-human bird creatures that live near water, but...
like Maximum Ride.
Don't talk about that book. That was the book that made me love reading, and then I reread it, and it's garbage.
That's the book that made Kylie a furry.
No! You're editing that out. Anyways.
Miranda's a furry.
No!
Miranda's a scaly.
No, that's Sophie.
Anyways, so then, like when you say that. During a more...
Well, I don't like when you call me a furry.
Well,
just you stop being a furry.
I just love animals. A little too much, if you ask.
No, I'm kidding.
That's my tiny violin playing for myself.
That is not the timbre of a violin.
You don't know. Kylie don't know nothing. I'm the music major here.
Okay, continuing on. So, like... the legend of sirens became relatively Christianized, like, during that Christian tradition when the Christians came and, like, wiped everyone else's perspective and created their own. They slowly morphed into the half-human, half-fish things and more European thought. So, like, not based off of, like, the old Babylonian or Mesopotamian stories, but, like, that the Greek got transformed into also half-human, half-fish creatures.
I don't buy the bird ones, because here's the thing. The reason why I buy mermaids is because we have not explored so much of the ocean. And if they were mermaids, they would just die and they float to the bottom. We would never ever find them. If they were half human, half bird people, we would find those skeletons.
Have we explored all of the sky?
Where would it go? Explain.
The sky.
You just absorb. No. No. I'm making a good
maybe,
point.
Hold on. What if they're floating, but they're the same cerulean as the sky?
Do you not believe in mermaids? Oh, God, here we go. Do you not believe in mermaids, Roily?
Okay. Oh, no, here we go.
Mermaids?
Okay, the reason that these half
I don't not believe in mermaids.
Wait, be careful when you touch it, though, because they'll make that noise where it's like...
I don't not believe in mermaids, but I don't necessarily.
But, like, there's so much that's unknown. To me, it's like, if you don't believe in mermaids, it's the same kind of thing where it's like,
you don't believe in aliens because they're an idiot.
I just think, like, they're not aerial, you know?
No, well, again, yeah, no, they look gross.
Okay.
They probably are, like, nasty and have just, like, scales all over them and gills and, like Shape of Water, man.
If you, you know, let me continue, Ever. Oh. That does kind of come up. That
Shape there, of Water, my there fave movie.
Is
my
some fave science. Flick.
My fave flick.
Okay, continuing. So also, going back to it, the reason that, like, they were half, like, the sun. So mermaids, the idea of mermaids and the idea of sirens aren't the same. Like, mermaids are different than sirens because people would argue not all mermaids are sitting in the water trying to lure you to your death by singing you a pretty song. Mm-hmm. Some people would, but...
yeah, they have to have jobs, too.
You freaking freeloader.
I am getting to this. There's a whole thing. But anyways, so... but, like, when sirens kind of took... Did I say a funny?
Okay, go. Don't. It's karma.
So, when, like, the siren ideology kind of took over and got really popular, mermaids kind of got a little bit forgotten about. But, like, sightings of these creatures have existed.
Okay, sorry. Kylie, you asked for this, let's be fair. So I went to visit Kylie at her work earlier, and she was like, my story is really short, so, like, you guys are gonna have to fill it in with, like, lots of banter. And I really took that one to heart. And so this is what you get.
Our longest episode yet.
And not even that, but it's the most ridiculous. And all the iTunes reviews are... someone left us a 1-star review.
Two people did.
Two?
but then, I had two pals, give us some 1-star reviews.
I made all my cousins at Thanksgiving give me a 5-star.
Well, they, like, left words, too.
What did they say?
Wait, we should have a segment at the end.
No way. No way. Well, okay, wait, Kylie, I'm so sorry. Kylie, okay, we're not allowed to talk anymore.
You can talk, just
Kylie has to
it has to be on topic. I'm going to kind of speed read through this because it's not, I don't know. If you're interested in mermaids, I'm sorry because I probably didn't do a super grand job. But basically, like, sightings of the creatures have existed for a really long time. Like, many famous people who have traveled by sea have reported findings. People like Christopher Columbus, who's a scumbag.
Oh, well, he's not famous.
But
he's
an idiot. Did claim to see, like, 3 mermaids or something.
Well, he's an idiot. He also claimed that he was in India.
Yeah, he's an idiot, but like they've been around for a long time was the whole point that was making. But people say it was probably like manatees or aquatic animals. Like, is it the dugong?
The dugong.
Yeah, like they're also really common. Well, no,
so the dugong, the main myths of mermaids came from them, but that's what they say, but like I don't buy that. Look at a dugong and tell me that that's a mermaid. No,
they don't look that like. But basically, so this is just kind of a fun, like, interesting factoid that I found. But a Greek philosopher took the original, like, Atargus, the story of the goddess who jumped into the lake, he took that story and hypothesized that humans came from fish. His name was like
Well, they did.
Everything
came from
but
the
like
sea.
That humans are a direct relation. No. Like, we evolved
from
fish. No. Not that, like, we came from the sea.
Everything came from marine life.
But that we were fish beings and then fully evolved.
I gotcha.
But I thought that was funny. So anyways, moving on, there was another legend that Alexander the Great's sister was turned into a mermaid before she died, and she would supposedly stop ships and ask if Alexander was alive, and if the ships responded, like, the way they should, which was typically, like, yes, he's alive and well and conquering the world, she is said to have given them, like, a safe passage through the waters and a safer voyage. Another legend is, like, Lucian of Samosata wrote about, another word name for, like, a star goddess, that initial goddess who turned into the mermaid, was also known as Darkota, and he claimed to see her likeness all throughout temples. There are quite a few works on it. Like, famous lore includes, like, 1001 Nights, which has stories of sea people, and then Abdullah the Fisherman, or Abdullah the Merman. He's a fisherman who gets the ability to breathe underwater, and he finds a society of mer people. Mm-hmm. But in this author's interpretation, all the mer people were communists and money did not exist. It was like a critique. It was like the society he finds underwater was like an inverted society of the land.
Atlantis.
But communist Atlantis.
Jeez, communist Atlantis. That's the name of the episode, possibly.
And then, like, the British, they have some of their, like, oldest mermaid stuff dates to, like, Norman Chapel in one of their castles. It's, like, they built stone depictions of mermaids that are, like, from 1028. And they say that they are unlucky in British lore. They represent, like, becoming lost at sea and bad weather. And then, like, some of the stories that are associated with them is, like, sailors claim to see mermaids of variant sizes. One of them claiming that they saw a mermaid 2,000 feet in size.
My God, a kraken.
Like a giant.
That's the ultimate mermaid. Woman. Mega mermaid. Megamind mermaid.
Why are we calling the ladies mermaids? Like, that's not cool.
Merwomen.
Bitch.
Merbitches.
The literal etymology of the word.
Kylie just goes,
is mer meaning sea? And maid, just so you know, she's pointing at my cherry limeade from across the room. Anyways, other things include, like, sayings about them say that they are able to swim in fresh water. There's this story of the Laird of Larentes, and basically he went to save a drowning woman. And his maid, like, a woman that worked for him, stopped him and was like, no, don't, like, save her, she's a mermaid. And he was like, what? And then the mermaid sat in the river screaming about how she was going to kill him if she had not been stopped by that maid. So there's a bunch of, like, really weird lore surrounding it. There's not, like...
I like the word lore.
Me too.
Like, the idea of mermaids comes from a bunch of different traditions, and, like, every culture in the world has some variant of this, which is why a lot of people argue that it's got to be a sea creature of some sort, maybe just not half human, because they think it has to do with pride. And, like, it was a story commonly fabled by, like, male explorers of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So they're always women, and, like, mermen aren't really even worth mentioning, according to a lot of these trains of thoughts. So they're supposed to be these beautiful women. And if you, like, had English class where they talked about Odysseus, like, they talk about the inherent sexism of sirens and, like, why they're treated the way they are.
Did you, anywhere in your notes, did you go over, like, what animals could be?
Manatees,
But, like, but those don't make any sense to me, you know? Like, well, who sees a manatee?
Because people, so, like, it comes on some of the sightings, which I'll talk about later. Yet.
I don't, manatees are big chunguses. No one looks at that big old chungus in the water and is like, oh wow.
No, that literally comes up later. I will explain.
No, you're not a big chungus, Riley. My God. Manatees look like big, like slop, the cafeteria lady.
I promise you we will get there. Just let me keep going.
Fine.
Okay, so this is actually kind of cute. Another legend that's, like, really popular is that a mermaid came to the Cornish village of Zanar to listen to a male singer. His name was, like, Matthew. And Matthew followed her back home after she repeatedly listened to him sing to her, like, cove. And it's said that they can be heard harmonizing together on summer nights. Aww. And then there's a church there, like, the Church of St. Zanara. And they have... No. They have a chair with a mermaid carving to, like, commemorate their marriage, and it's, like, 500 or 600 years old.
Wow.
Like, it's very old, and it's, like, a pretty, like, well-known legend, I guess, around that area that this happened, and it's odd that a church would, like...
Yeah, give into that.
Right.
Isn't, like, the Little Mermaid, like, a Danish thing?
Sort of. I talked about the Little Mermaid briefly. I didn't really write about it, but the Little Mermaid's, like, actual story...
It's always bad, isn't it?
It's super dark. Like,
oh, what is happened? It? Why do they do that? Why do they find the most, like, messed up story and they're like, this is the one.
So, like, there's this idea that a mermaid could become immortal if she married a human. But the way that she was supposed to do that in this story, like, she goes to the sea and, like, dissipates into a thing of foam after being rejected, like, by the prince.
Barbara.
But she was supposed to, like, kill the prince and bathe in his blood in order to become an immortal mer person.
I mean, I do that only on Sundays, though.
Well, I just, you know, it's interesting. Like I said, there's so much different lore surrounding this. It's really hard to find, like, a one common theme or idea, but we do get into that.
Be careful grabbing this part. You want to grab, like, this part, because if you do this, you're going to hear that.
Was Ursula the villain or just a really good businesswoman?
No, she was the villain because she tried to steal the child's voice.
Was Ursula a villain or a really good businesswoman? I'll let you decide.
Okay, continuing. So, like, there's stuff in Irish lore. They had, like, the Lady of Galuris was a 19th century story about her. They also had Liban, who... This was kind of confusing. She was a sanctified mermaid, but then was later baptized as human because she was a human transitioning to a mermaid. So it's an odd story, but it exists in a bunch of different traditions. The Scottish mythology, they have, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled C-E-A-S-G, and they're freshwater mer people. Little is known about them. Western Europe, they have Melusine, which is really common in, like... I found this is kind of weird, but in a couple tattooers, like, they tattoo this type of mermaid exclusively. She's known to have, like, two fishtails or a serpent body as opposed
Starbucks.
Yeah, it is. Like, Starbucks' thing is supposedly derived from this. And then my favorite is Eastern Europe's tradition. The Rasulkas are the Slavic version of sirens and naiads or water spirits. So the common theme in all the legends surrounding them is that they are restless spirits of the unclean undead. So, like, they're supposedly women who died before their time. So, like, through suicide or murder.
Murder.
And they live in lakes. They have, like, pale green hair, and they're supposed to be really pale. They resemble, like, the weeds floating around, and they basically, like...
Oh, like the sea
lure
grass.
And trap people.
I like them.
I like that one. Can that them. Be the real one?
That's the one I like to believe in, the Rasulkas, because they're, like...
Wow. That sounds so powerful. Beautiful. Women. I'm gonna look up a photo of that. How do you spell it?
Rusalkas.
Sorry, Rusalkas.
K-A-S. So it's probably Rizalkas. I'm probably going to pronounce a lot of stuff wrong.
Okay, let's see. I want to see these beautiful women.
But they would lure men in and drown them.
I don't like them anymore.
They're not.
I don't like them anymore.
I love that. I think that's beautiful. But yeah, they're...
Oh, those are so pretty.
It's like Ophelia.
A little bit, yeah.
How come I've never heard of these beautiful women? Because it's not
westernized, necessarily.
I will post pictures of this on the Twitter a bit later. I just posted some selfies of us just now, but I
that one's gonna make me kill
it. But I will post the Rizalkas. Beautiful. That's a good name.
I like Rizalka. I like it. It's pretty. That's my favorite of the lore. And there's a lot of other stories out there. The problem is there's no one succinct trace to go back to it because it exists in so many mythologies, which
that's
is
what I'm saying. That's why to me, like, the idea of it being real seems indisputable because it exists in so many places.
So we're gonna go through some sightings, and these are kind of interesting. So obviously, no, I have not seen a mermaid.
I remember back in like 2008, I was on Google Images and I found like that skeleton that they had made.
A quote from earlier that Miranda said, Google Images is not a reliable source.
Well, I know, but I was 8 years old and I found this.
You looked up a lot of things on Google Images when you were 8 years
apparently,
old.
And I found this, like, it was like a monkey sewed, like monkey skeleton sewed to a fish skeleton. And they were like, look, it's the proof of the mermaid. And then they did like one test on it and they were like, that's a monkey and that's a fish. But I was like, amazing findings. I love it very much. And it was like this big and really ugly and weird. Let me find it. It was pretty nasty.
Continuing on to the sightings. So this is why like the sightings are really widely disputed. Is the first one comes from Christopher Columbus's moronic self, and he saw three sirens, but he noted that they were more masculine in their facial features than legend commonly said. So he like said they were a lot uglier than like the legends. Like he was complaining about the way they looked. So most people's response to that was because it's a manatee, you freaking moron.
Yeah.
You needed glasses.
This is the exact photograph. This is the exact photo that I saw when I was 8, and I said, this has got to be real. It's got to be. Isn't that scary?
No comment.
I think it's so scary.
Continuing on Henry Hudson's second voyage, June 15, 1608, his crew claimed that they saw a mermaid in the Norwegian or Baltic seas, and then in Blackbeard's, like, logs.
Davy Jones Locker.
Big pirate guy who traveled the sea a lot. He had, like, areas marked off where his crew was not allowed to try and go through because he said that it was enchanted waters where mermaids lived. His crew had reportedly seen a bunch of them, and there were a bunch of, like, stories, you know, surrounding Blackbeard already, but, like, he would not go through certain areas of the ocean because he was convinced that mermaids were there. He had claimed to see them, his crew had claimed to see them, and, like, he has it all written down. And this is where it kind of gets interesting. So there were two sightings near Vancouver. The first one happened somewhere between 1870 and 1890, and then the second one in 1967. So these sightings are, like, continuing.
That's been my dad's life.
You wait, because it gets a lot more recent.
They've got to be extinct. They've got to be extinct by now because with the use of cameras and videos that we have and the amount of people that would be taking videos of them, like...
But I think that, like, here's kind of my theory with anything magic or spooky in general. And this is just what I like to believe because I like to have something to believe in. I believe as, like...
to avoid from, you know...
Getting existential.
Yes.
I think that, like, I like to believe that a lot of old fairy tales and old magic exists. But as we modernize as a world, we, like, lose touch with that mm-hmm. because we have to have, like, scientific evidence for everything.
Yeah.
And so then we detach a lot from that. And so, like, we've polluted the ocean to a ridiculous extent, so like that would kill off any mythical sea creatures mm-hmm. or whatever, and like the same for any other kind of factor. I don't know that there exists, but I know that if they were to extinct, but I know that if they were to exist, then they would be highly, you know, skilled in avoiding humans because we've invaded the ocean, and they would probably have a strong dislike for humans. And like if there's a circumstance in which they could get away with appearing without being caught on mm-hmm. film and they figured out how to do it, I think they would.
Very true. And the fact that, like, I mean, like, you know, we're assuming that they are extremely intelligent, assuming that they have intelligent minds. I mean, yeah, because, like, we like to kill anything that is different mm-hmm. or that scares us or that is unique so that we can have it for our own. That's what humans... That's why poaching is such an issue, is because people want to have things. That's why the pet trade is such an issue, too.
If mermaids were real, everyone would want one as a pet, and that's gross, but it's true. Ew. Yeah.
Okay, so then more recently, so Pennsylvania fishermen reported 5 sightings of a mermaid in Susquehanna River in June 1881. And then in August 2009, a bunch of people reported seeing a mermaid leaping out of, like, Haifa Bay. I don't know how to say it. It's H-A-I-F-A. And doing tricks. So, like, just coming out of the water.
That's cool.
In 2009.
Whoa.
And nobody, like...
Well, counterpoint. Dugongs stand on the water on their tail fins.
Yeah, no,
and they do a little dance.
But, I mean, I feel like 2009, people probably know what a dugong is. They probably know the difference between,
Yeah.
I've never heard of a dugong.
Well, but I mean, like... If what? I saw a dugong, I wouldn't be like, that is a mermaid.
Did you read my book, Riley?
Yeah.
Dugongs are in my book, Riley.
Okay, well, it's been a long time since
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. They are in my book, though. But dugongs are sea mammals, and they have to come up for air every 4 minutes, and they stand on the water surface, which is really wild because they are huge and fat and chungus.
I'm so sleepy all of a sudden. It's literally only 10:40, and I'd be sitting here like,
it's 10:46.
I'd be like, no, yo.
But continuing, the government around there, they were like, they offered a bunch of money to anyone who could find actual proof that these things had existed or jumped out of the water. And then the most recent one that I found was in February 2012. Two reservoirs, the workers there refused to work and refused to, like, progress anymore on whatever they were doing because they claimed that mermaids had hounded them off of the sites. Oh. It was in Galki and Utare, I believe, and they, like, they had workers there who refused to continue, like, just even being near the areas because they had been hounded off by mermaids. Mm-hmm. So that's the most recent sighting, and that's pretty much all I have to say.
I bet you they just wanted to leave.
Maybe.
Or they saw something scary, and they were like, oh, but they were telling us to go away.
Okay, if you saw something scary near the ocean that looked like a mermaid.
Oh, no, I'd be leaving. I would be leaving, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't be doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Not what I'm saying. Just trying to call them out.
But that concludes my mermaid story. Woo! There's still so much open-ended speculation about whether they exist or not, and you can find, like, a million different legends just based on how you type in them in the search thing, so.
That was a short one, but I did like it.
I like it, too.
My next story is popping, locking, jamming, breaking, and I'm really, really excited about it. And we'll have... I really would like to do it when we're all together, if possible, just because it's easier that way. Apparently. But I thought this would be so much harder, but I kind of liked it.
I would like to take a little bit of time at the end of each podcast to read some Apple Podcast reviews. Because I think we should incentivize people to leave Apple Podcast reviews. And also, it's a good way for you to get a shout out on the pod. So I'm going to read the two that we have right now. One is from Bella B 989. And the headline is, does a better podcast exist? And she says, no. And then the other one is from I'm Not Gonna Tell You. The headline is Spooked. And they say, love the podcast. Very fun, informative, and spooky. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening. It's been really fun. It's been really fun to record in person with my gals.
I know. I like it. Except for I'm about to actually fall asleep. I'm literally gonna pass out right now.
Chocolate.
Kylie has released her statement. Did everyone get that? Write it down. That's the sound that my pen makes when it hits the paper.
No one is going to listen to this. That's all.
This episode is a nightmare. This is my hellscape. But it's okay.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's because I ate a bunch of mozzie sticks before this.
Oh my god.
And I'd be guessy.
Guys, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Have
see
a great
you next week for my story. Get ready.
Yeah, and then the next week is my
story. Your story. Get ready.
All right, bye.